Welcome to the GCSE Math Study Guide series. I'm your friendly tutor, and today we're diving into a topic that's fundamental to your success in the exam, powers and roots. It might sound a bit intimidating, but trust me, by the end of this 10-minute session, you'll be tackling index laws like a pro. This topic is a gateway to so many other areas of maths, from standard form to algebra, so getting this right is a massive advantage. We'll break down the core concepts, look at how the examiners will test you, and I'll even share some common mistakes to avoid. So grab a pen and let's get ready to power up your math skills.
All right, let's get to the heart of it. What are powers and roots? A power or index tells you how many times to multiply a number by itself. For example, 3 to the power of 4, written as 3 with a small 4 above it, just means 3 times 3 times 3 times 3, which is 81. The number being multiplied is the base, and the small number is the index or power. Roots are the opposite. The square root of 25 is 5 because 5 times 5 is 25. The cube root of 27 is 3 because 3 times 3 times 3 is 27. Now, where it gets interesting is with the index laws. These are the rules that let you simplify expressions with powers. First up, the multiplication law. When you multiply two terms with the same base, you add the powers. So x squared times x cubed is x to the power of 5. The division law is the opposite. When you divide, you subtract the powers. So y to the power of 7 divided by y cubed is y to the power of 4. Next, the power of a power law. If you have a power raised to another power, you multiply them. For example, x squared cubed is x to the power of 6. Don't forget the zero index rule. Anything to the power of 0 is 1. Yes, anything! Now for the tricky ones. A negative index means you take the reciprocal. So x to the power of minus 2 is 1 over x squared. And finally, fractional indices. The denominator of the fraction is the root, and the numerator is the power. So 16 to the power of a half means the square root of 16, which is 4, and 8 to the power of 2/3 means the cube root of 8, which is 2, and then you square it, which gives you 4. Take a moment to let that sink in. These laws are your toolkit for this topic. Now, let's talk exam technique. Examiners love to test the index laws in multi-step problems, especially in non-calculator papers. A common question might be, evaluate 27 to the power of minus 2/3. This is a classic 3-mark question. First, deal with the negative sign. That means you write it as 1 over 27 to the power of 2/3. That's your first mark, M1. Next, deal with the root, the denominator. The cube root of 27 is 3. That's your second mark, M1. Finally, deal with the power of the numerator. 3 squared is 9. So the final answer is 1 over 9. That's your accuracy mark, A1. A common mistake here is to calculate 27 times 2/3. Remember, fractional indices mean roots and powers. Another pitfall is with brackets. If you see 3x squared, you must square the 3 and the x, giving you 9x squared. Forgetting to square the coefficient is a very common error that loses candidates a mark. My top tip, when you see a negative fractional index, remember the phrase flip root power. Flip it to make the index positive, find the root, then apply the power. It breaks the problem down and stops you making silly arithmetic mistakes. Okay, time for a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, you pause and say the answer, then I'll give you the correct one. Ready? What is 5 to the power of 3? Pause. 125. What is the value of 100 to the power of a half? Pause. 10. How do you write x to the power of negus 5 as a fraction? Pause. 1 over x to the power of 5. Simplify y to the power of 8 divided by y to the power of 2. Pause. Y to the power of 6. What is x cubed to the a power of 4? Pause. X to the power of 12. And finally, what is 999 to the power of 0? Pause. 1. How did you do? If you got all of those right, you're in a great position. So let's quickly summarize what we've covered. We've seen that powers and roots are opposites. We've learned the key index laws. For multiplication, you add powers. For division, you subtract, and for a power of a power, you multiply. We've demystified negative indices. They just mean 1 over the positive power. And we've tackled fractional indices, remembering that the denominator is the root and the numerator is the power. We've also looked at how to approach exam questions and avoid those common pitfalls. Remember to memorize your square and cube numbers. That's all for this episode. Keep practicing, and you'll master powers and roots in no time. Thanks for listening.